All due respect, you got no freaking idea what it's like to be number one. Every decision you make affects every facet of every other thing. It's too much to deal with, almost. And in the end, you're completely alone with it all.
You're listening to Network Marketing Monsters with Chris and Brian Jones. How do network marketers like us, who realize the untapped potential of network marketing, scale and automate our business without relying on friends, family, or coworkers? How are the top guys attracting talent and building their teams so they can enjoy the lifestyle they've always dreamed of and give back to those in need? That is the million-dollar question, and this podcast will give you the answer. Join us on our journey as we learn, apply, and share real marketing tips for network marketers. This is Network Marketing Monsters Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Brian Jones here, Network Marketing Mobsters. This is episode 7, so I really want to ask you real quick, who can tell me what TV show that clip was from? Okay, if you know it, leave it in the comments or tag me on Instagram, Brian, B-R-I-A-N, underscore Jonesetti, J-O-N-E-S-E-T-T-I. Let me know, and whoever answers it correctly, I'll give you a shout out. How about that on the next episode? So yes. The funniest thing happened to me Friday, and I was walking down the street. I was filming myself. I was doing a video for my opt-in page on networkmarketingmobradio.club, and there's going to be like a video. And it's me shooting my origin video, basically telling you guys about my story and why I decided to get into network marketing. And anyway, I was walking down the street filming it, and I kept messing up, obviously. I was like, on my 15th take, because I couldn't quite capture what I wanted to say effectively. But as I was doing it, a young dude in a truck pulled up beside me. He was like, "You filming something?" And I think he thought I was weird, or I don't know what he thought, but I was like, "Yeah, man, let me show you. I'm filming this for my network marketing business." He's like, "Network marketing?" I was like, "Yeah, do you know what that is?" I was like, "Do you know what that is?" And he's like, is that the pyramid scheme type stuff? And I started laughing because so many people still have this conception that, or this misconception that network marketing is a pyramid scheme. You know, network marketing, and I see why people think that, you know, 94% of the people who join don't ever end up making any money, but it's because they're not taught to market. They're not taught to tell stories or sell. They're just given a script like everybody else, and you know, so that's a reason. I mean, yeah, you have the anomalies who are killing it and crushing it, but for the most part, 94%, I mean, that's a lot of people. But yeah, so I was like, well, what I'm doing is kind of different. The reason why people, network marketers, are failing is because they don't know who to market to. They're marketing to family members and friends and people who don't want to hear about the opportunity. You know, and that's a recipe for failure. So I was telling him, I was like, look, me, I'm focusing on people who are already inside of network marketing. So I don't have to convince them that network marketing is a scam. You know what I mean? Or isn't a scam, because I'm spending all my energy on people who already know that it can work, but they're just having troubles. So it's about creating an offer. I told him, I was like, you got to create an offer. Ask them what they're, this is marketing. This is more than just network marketing. This is marketing. Any industry does this. You ask them what their pain points are. You gather the information. You create a product that solves it. But before, and I was telling him, I was like, but before I sell a product, I have to give first. That's the kind of market we're in. People want to receive. And that's the thing. You got to build trust, and you give so much value. You're giving out content. And then when the time is right, that's when you ask for the sale. And I was explaining this to him. I was like, look, and he told me he was in a MLM. He told me the name of it. I'm not going to say here, but he's like, yeah, man, me and my brother tried to do this because we were sick of working at our job that we currently work at now. We wanted to really make an impact and make money. But it was just a failure. And I was like, yeah, I was like, because you weren't taught how to market. You weren't taught how to create offers or tell stories. And these things are huge. And you got to find, and I was telling him, I was like, you got to find your target audience, your target customer. Give him a name. What does he do? How much money does he make? What are his beliefs? What are his inner desires? What does he fear? And if you can hit those, if you can solve his pain points and his fear, and you can create a product that eliminates all that, well, then you're good to go. And I saw like the wheels were turning in his brain. Like I flicked the light switch on, and he was asking me so many questions, and I was just answering them. And by the time we got done talking, he actually pulled up into my driveway, and we had talked for another 15 to 20 minutes about everything, about marketing, about how to tell stories. But the first thing I told him, I was like, you have to know who you're selling to. You have to get really specific. You have to niche it down, niche it to the point where it hurts. And I told him, I was like, look, you're probably going to think that you're eliminating everybody. But I was like, the best case scenario, you're going to find out who that target customer is, that target audience is, and create an offer and solve their pain points. And it was just really cool because it clicked, you know, when I can explain and when I can get through to people that otherwise wouldn't really know what to do. It's awesome, you know. I'm really excited because I have a lot of people reaching out to me right now, and they're asking me a lot of personal trainers, a lot of people wanting to get started with network marketing. They're coming to me because they see that I'm publishing a lot. I'm putting content out on my social media, and it gives me a status that I'm an expert, even though I'm still learning and I'm still starting my journey. But people take note of that, and that's why I want to get through to you guys. Find a platform to publish in. It doesn't have to be podcasting. It could be a video series, Facebook Live, whatever. But the thing is, you want to put out so much content, and because that's what that's going to do is just make you appear as you're an expert and you know what you're talking about. But that's what I wanted to share with you guys on this episode. I think I want to name this episode "To the 21-Year-Old Me." I don't know. I'm still thinking about the episode title. But yeah, it was really cool, man, just to get through to him and to see the look on his face as the wheels were turning. You know, here he is. He told me he flat out, he's 21. He doesn't want to go to college. He hates his job now, and he doesn't know what to do. So I was like, man, hop on board. Come on, let's go. Let me show you. Let me mentor you. Let me show you what you need to do to be successful and grow a downline full of people who you want in your downline. There's a difference between recruiting people who just want to help you out and don't have any intentions versus people who are go-getters and who are hungry and who are willing to learn, implement, and share. That's what it's all about, is giving back. It's like learning all this great information, but not just keeping it to yourselves. We want to disseminate amongst everyone. That way we can all benefit on this together. That's a brief episode. I just wanted to thank you guys for listening. Always thank you for reviewing and rating the podcast. Leave a comment. Who or what TV show was that quote from? I think that's going to be something I do here. I'm just going to do random quotes, and then whoever can, you know, leave a comment and tell me what it's from. I'll give you a shout out on the podcast. So that's it. Jones City here, signing off. Thanks so much. And find out who your target customer is. Ask them what their pain points are and create a solution for it. You'll be their hero. And that's it. Peace.
What's up, mobsters? Thanks for listening to the show. If you want more information on marketing and how you can get what we talk about in your business, head over to networkmarketingmobradio.club/jointhemob and sign up for a free mini course on marketing for your network marketing business. And please, if you enjoyed this episode, please give us a review and a 5-star rating. Thanks, Pisons.